So we were talking with Audra a little while ago about the fact that her mom broke her ankle and went to the, before she went to the ER, she shaved her legs, did her makeup, did all that. And we were all just kind of like, oh my gosh. And she was like, who does that? And then, you know.
Well, I do. I get a little presentable before. I usually do it at the beginning of every day just in case something like that ends up happening and you don't, you know, have the time to take to do the sprucing up. But I, even like before I had both my kids, I knew it was scheduled C-sections so I could take a shower, do the makeup, have some cute hair for the pictures.
Yeah. Boom. Got several texts from listeners. One listening to how the lady shaved her legs before going to the ER. Now, while in labor, I did a full girl shower where I shaved, exfoliated, and then painted my nails. Barely made it to the hospital before my daughter was born. My husband almost killed me. Something about the thought of having prickly legs while giving birth just mortified me. Chase said, when my wife was in full-blown labor, she had to do her hair and makeup before she would go to the hospital, screaming from contractions, still applying mascara and trying to straighten her hair.
Absolutely. Because, again, still got to look cute.
What in the world?
There's a lot going on, but
yeah,
still.
I mean, there's a lot of these pregnancy stories. Like Tiffany said, imagine 3 a.m, you're pregnant, your water breaks.
Oh, gosh.
But you don't know it was your water that broke because it didn't happen with your first kid. So, So I decide to jump in the shower, get out, do my makeup, do my hair.
She said I wake up my fiance at the time, told him I thought I peed on him.
Right. Well, his fiance is trying to rush him out to the car. Then she says she realizes she can't eat when she gets there. So she makes him stop by McDonald's and the gas station. And so she eats her breakfast before going in. And she ended up signing into the hospital at 5 o'clock, 2 hours later.
Well, you know, once she got there and she looked
cute.
She got
there, yeah.
Because she took the time to spruce herself up a little bit.
And then we get a message from a local general surgeon.
Oh, gosh.
Who just says, I would recommend anyone headed to the ER, wash your belly button before going to the hospital.
What?
If you wind up getting emergency surgery, say for an appendicitis or a sick gallbladder, your belly button will be cleaned out. And we will judge you if there is disgusting gunk in there. Wow.
Oh, so that is something I've never paid attention to.
Did everybody?
Maybe I need to start.
Did everybody just do a belly button check?
Because yes,
I sure did.
Yep,
I sure did.
I think I'm okay.
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Girl,
those are good.
It's kind of folded up a lot, though. Maybe I'll do some deep diving later.
All right.
Oh, anyways, good note. Thank you.
Yeah, those are some
surgeon.
Good stories there on 99.7 DJX.